Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head coach Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton, Pisgah, last night advancing to the second round of the 2AA tournament, getting a really nice win, particularly played well in the second half over Bunker Hill. Look forward to going to North Lincoln next week and see how things go, Coach. But now you got to feel pretty good. You always want to get that first round win. Certainly, you know, coming out of last year and some of the struggles we had in the playoffs, another opportunity for your kids, and certainly I think for your seniors to extend the season a little bit. And not only that, again, played really, really well, and that's got to give you a whole lot to sort of think about and look forward to in a positive way going into this next week, and we'll see what we can do there.
You know, I think there's a lot of positives coming out of it from last night. One of them for me, we can finally put that one to bed last year.
Mm-hmm.
We hadn't talked a whole lot about it all season until this week, and, we harped on it pretty hard all week long, and, part of the discussion at halftime too, but it was finally nice to, like I said, put that one to bed and to move on. Thought we played a really good second half last night. Thought our team really, really picked up the pace. I think the urgency finally kicked in, and it was a really good second half. And the first half wasn't awful. We had just had some things which was uncharacteristic for us. We shot ourselves in the foot a couple of times, and it's funny sometimes when you mention things to teams, it comes right back and gets you.
Yeah.
And, we were talking before the game as we were getting ready to come out, mentioned how well we had played in the last few weeks and we'd not hurt ourselves with turnovers and, things like that. And, obviously then we go out and we have some of those things that happen, and that's part of the game. Certainly that's not something that, any team can go out there and keep from happening all the time, but, it seems like I may have jinxed us a little bit in talking about it. But, again, it gave us an opportunity to really show who we are. And, I thought our kids came out again and played a really strong second half.
You go to the first quarter, and also, and just some things I think about to start with. Go to the first quarter, able to get a stop, able to get the football. But on the punt, the ball shot down the sideline like somebody had a 15-pound bowling ball and just rolled it down through there. I've never seen a ball go that hard. And our turf is, you've seen too, our turf seems to really produce a lot of big rolls on punts and kickoffs from time to time. But that ball just took off down the sideline. They were able to pin us right there. And then obviously, trying to work out of your own end zone. You can't get any closer to our end zone and be able to run the offense. That certainly put us in a bind to start with. What did you see on the punt? And then the other question was, I never saw the fumble come out, and I'm not sure the head linesman saw it come out. What was your take on those two things?
A couple of things. Obviously, when you mentioned the punt, it kind of tight-roped the sideline. If I'm sitting back there and I'm Devin, I'm probably staying away from it too because I'm thinking it's going out of bounds. And, took a hop, got all the way down there. They caught a break, and then we got out of there. We got out of the hole.
Yeah.
Corey had a nice, little quarterback sneak and got up in there and got some positive yards. We had played lane, started lane at tailback last night and got in there and had a good run, got up in the pile. From everything that we could tell and what the kids had said that, Lane had got tackled and was down. It was a pretty good pile.
Yeah.
The thing that we didn't see, I never saw a beanbag getting thrown.
We mentioned that last night,
A fumble. And it was like everybody just stood still and just kind of watched, the young man from Bunker Hill kind of just pick it up and, take off running. Kind of reminded me of one of those NFL plays and college plays. You pick it up and go until the referees tell you not to.
Whistle,
so,
yeah.
Right. So, kudos to him. I mean, that was good on his part. I really can't say. We did not see the ball come out. Again, we're on one side of the field.
Sure.
We probably didn't have the best view of it, but, just from the conversations from our kids, may not have, regardless of the fact it did, And it's counted as a touchdown.
Yeah.
So obviously it put us in a hole. And I had talked with Devin about, trying to get over there and get that the next time and not losing field position. And I think I probably pressed him to jump in up there on the other one that he fumbled. But what great character. And I mentioned it to the paper last night. What great character for Devin, to have that happen and to really get challenged, you know, not only him, but, you know, our team as well, but him in particular, mm-hmm. because he took that pretty hard. And to get challenged at halftime and to, you know, get your butt chewed a little bit and to not hang your head, to come back out and to have the second half that he had was phenomenal. I mean, he ran the ball. I think he had a 16.5-yard average on his carries, you know, once we got him the ball last night. And he was just bound and determined to make a difference on the positive side. And, you know, just really proud of him because he never once balked. He never once said one word back. I mean, he knew that there were some things that had happened, and he wanted to come back and try to redeem himself and help his team, and he did. And I'm very proud of that. I always love it when our kids are able to fix problems that we've seen and be able to come back out on the positive side of it. And that's just a great example of it last night.
Yeah, it's about, yeah, as you said, it's about that resiliency. And going back to that, obviously being surprised, you know, by giving up that apparent 7 points to start with, we're able to come right back and put points on the board. You know, Hunter had a big night to start with, too. Obviously, you know, dinged up a little bit, and we'll talk, I'm sure, more about it as we go. Looked like that ankle, perhaps, but came right back out there, and he had a tremendous first half for you, too. And as the game progressed, it felt like we had three guys, and you can throw Eric and Corey into the mix, too. But, you know, the three guys with Hunter, with Kane, and with Devin, that all do something a little bit different in terms of carrying the football, but present a lot of problems for defensive coordinators. And that was at full fruition, it felt like, last night.
You know, and people don't realize, you know, the other team, what they come out with. They came out with a whole totally different front than what we had seen on any game film we had, which that's what you do. I mean, when you get in the playoffs, you got nothing to lose, and you're willing to change some things. Totally different front. You know, took us a couple of series to kind of get our feet under us and figure out exactly what was going on. I thought Coach Warren and Coach Gibson did a really good job of getting everything figured out and seeing where they wanted to attack and, you know, some things that we could do and some things that we couldn't do. And sometimes you got to test the waters a little bit. But, you know, but was able to find the running game, was able to find the things and the formations that helped us and did a really good job moving the ball with more than one kid. And we've talked about this before. Each week it always seems to be somebody different, not just on offense or defense, but special teams as well. Somebody different that's stepping up, and last night was a classic example of that again.
Back with more in a moment. It's a Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible. Along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night.
Coach, again, we talked about this last night on the air, particularly at the end of the game, and you know, what we were able to do up front, I thought was really, really important. Obviously, you know, defensively, shutting them down to you know what, 8 yards or something like that in terms of carries, they just weren't able to run the football at all, particularly in the second half. I mean, they were not able to really generate anything, you know, whatsoever. Offensively, you know, so getting that sort of stymied for them when they needed to start trying to throw it around, you know, we were able to get tremendous pressure. I don't ever remember seeing three sacks in a row and that many sacks in a high school game for us as we saw last night. On the other side, same kind of thing, you know, being able to create things for your offense, you know, give Corey protection when he needs it, but be able to create things in terms of the run game, too. Again, it's always going to be underrated for any team, but what you did up front was huge last night, of course, too.
It was really big. I mean, you can look at, you know, some of the stats that jump off the page at me and stats that we look at, first downs. You know, you look at us offensively last night, we had 18 first downs. They had 4 first downs. You know, that's one of the first stats that I look at. We had 262 yards rushing last night. They had negative 37 with all of the sacks and stuff that our defense had created. You know, we mentioned Warner Mull always had 2 sacks in a row last night.
Right.
Jackson Gerald had 2.
Yeah.
Bryson Davis, you know, had 1 as well. You know, the passing yards, we didn't pass near as much last night. We had 43 yards of passing. Obviously, they did. That was kind of what they leaned on and had 117 yards. I think almost half of that might have come on one play or close to it. But 305 total yards for us, 80 for them. Another stat that I always like to look at, too, is the third down percentage. We were 70% last night, you know, 7 for 10. They were 2 for 10 and 20%. So another, you know, just one of those numbers things that you look at, time of possession as well. We were 27 minutes and 31 seconds. They were 12 minutes and 40 seconds. So we were over double that. So, again, those are things that really play into our favor when we're up on those stats from the other team. And certainly last night that was a big indication of how the game went.
And certainly the other one we talk about all the time too is field position wise, and we set ourselves up with good field position. I noticed that we were willing to try a few different things in terms of the kicks too. You know, obviously we had six kickoffs last night. All of them were in a little bit different place, and when we needed to, we were able to even drive the ball downfield and give them the long field to try to work from. But you mix things up in terms of both, you know, the kickoff game, and did we punt it all last night? I'm not sure that we did.
No, we did not. You know, you mentioned the kickoffs. You know, we've got 3 kickers that are kicking with us now. We brought Luke up from the Pinkston up from the JVs, and we already had Carlos and Wilson Moody, and all 3 of those guys kicked last night. Carlos was kicking off early, and then Luke came in and did a great job kicking too. Had some really deep kicks.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson had come in. He was doing our extra points for us as well. And you know, on that first one, it got missed. It wasn't on him. It actually got tipped. A kid came in from the side, and we didn't protect maybe as good as we needed
and
got a hand on it. But he came back later and, you know, knocked the next one through. And but that's another part of our game that's gotten better and got some really good kids. I mean, we made it a competition to those guys this week, and, you know, those guys really got after it. And, you know, again, that's part of the game that this late in the season, you've got to be able to not shoot yourself in the foot, you know, no matter who it is.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that, you know, we're willing to do is we're going to make sure that best one's out there. Who can get those points for us, or can have those good kickoffs? And the coverage was really good. Keegan Hudson had a great hit on Luke Pinkston's long kick that he had and came up in there. And those things like that is what builds momentum and gets kids excited and, you know, gets your sidelines revved up a little bit and get your stands going. And, you know, that was, again, one of those big plays. But defense continues to do what they've done all year for us. And certainly they will be tested coming up this next week. Really good team that we're going to play, and I know we'll talk about them in just a few minutes, but you know, it'll be a really good matchup.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game, it's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
know, Coach, it seems like we talk about this every week and coming out of last year and, you know, watching this progression of this young quarterback that you got with Corey Griffith, continue to be so impressed. Obviously, we've always been impressed with the way he can throw the football and the arm strength and, you know, the ability to get it downfield and take shots. But, boy, I tell you what, you know, he's really running downhill. And when I think about him and Hunter, you know, being downhill runners last night, they certainly were. And, you know, you're able to count on him for 3 and 4 yards, maybe more, when you need to get those. When you add that factor in with what you can do out on the perimeter with Ryan and then all the other guys that you've got in the backfield, Keegan and so forth, boy, you've just got a whole lot of weapons. But Corey is presenting another, it seems to me, another element, another dynamic for defensive coordinators to have to worry about. Again, we saw him be a big part of the offense in both ways last night, I think.
Yeah, I mean, Corey almost had 100 yards rushing. You know, he actually led us in rushing, had 78 yards rushing. Shalladay had 76. Kane Early had 45. Devin had 61. Devin had a really high average, ran the ball really well. You know, Eric had the big game for us last week, had a couple of carries last night as well. But, you know, just being able to find what works, you know, I think that's the one thing that our guys have done a really good job of as we, you know, get through the game. And, you know, our high-scoring quarters have been the second quarter and the third quarter coming out of halftime all season long. And last night was no different. You know, we scored 16 points there in the third quarter after we come out of halftime. And again, just making a few adjustments and seeing what we can do. But, you know, being able to lean on the kids, too. Yeah. Kids are getting confident in what they can do. And, you know, offensively, we can present some problems to some people. And, you know, but you got to be, it's got to be a whole team effort. It's got to be all the way across. And, you know, it was a good mixture of what we were able to do offensively once we got settled in and what the defense continues to do for us. You know, phenomenal job up front. You know, they were negative yards rushing because of those sacks. But, really, the run game was, you know, non-existence last night, you know, against our defense. Yeah. And, you know, continued to play really well. Obviously, we mentioned we had the, you know, Shalladay that was, you know, heavy with us on the offensive side. And, you know, it was really good to get Kane Fortney back.
Yeah.
Played quite a bit on the defensive side last night. And Lewis Mahaffey. Lewis had filled in for Kane on that back end. And both of those guys did a really good job for us last night in coming in and, you know, being solid players for us. And that's important, I mean, because you get late in the seasons like this, you're going to have injuries. You got to be able to have kids who are confident can come in and get the job done. And, you know, they both had a great week of practice, as did most of our kids. And, you know, they carried that confidence into the ball game and played really well for us last night.
Was last night a breakout night for Jackson, would you say?
You know, he's continuing to do some really good things for us. Jackson is a really good player, defensive player, out in open space. It's hard to get a hand on him, you know, when you're going out there trying to block him. You know, he's got that really explosive speed. Sometimes that hurts him a little bit, blowing by a play. But for the most part, if he can get you dialed in, he's going to get you down. And having him and Warner on the same side last night really created their offense some issues, you know, late in the game when those guys had those sacks. And, of course, we had put their offense in a situation where they had to throw the ball, you know, late in the game down and, you know, really had to kind of throw it. And so your defense can kind of pin their ears back and go after them.
Right.
You know, don't have to read as much up front. And, you know, those guys did a really good job of getting after it. And that's one of Jackson's strong suits. Like I said, he's really good out in open space. Not so much in the box, you know, in between the tackles, but to be able to bring him off the edge and let him float around a little bit. And, you know, like I said, he's done a really good job for us, especially the last few weeks.
He almost took the handoff last night.
Yeah, he did. Coach Rogers dialed up a couple of stunts right there late in the game and, you know, turned him loose and let him go. And, you know, in order to do these things, too, you got to be able to have the coverage in the back end.
Absolutely. We mentioned
it. You've got to have to have everything, you know, covered there. Lane Meese continues to be a you know, big-time player for us, you know, on that back end. He had 5 tackles last night. He led the team in tackles. As a matter of fact, him and Jackson and Devin, all 3 had 5 tackles. Those guys have continued to be solid for us on that back end. And, you know, it's the little things, you know, and paying attention to the detail. Coach Rogers and his side of the ball do a great job of, really paying attention to the small things, the little things. And I know he echoed that last night as he was talking to the defense at halftime and really challenged his outfit on that side of the ball to take care of those little things. And they did a really good job with that, especially in the second half.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under the Friday night lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 22 schools throughout the region. We're honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
You know, real quickly, catching up on the 2AA bracket right now, I'll mention the winners from last night that will advance to the second round. Shelby, a 56-7 winner. They're the one seed. Maiden, a 56-41 winner. They were the 8 seed. West Lincoln, the 12, winning 48-6. South Point beating Smoky last night, the 13 seed, 42-35. High Brighton advances. They're the 3 seed, winning 45-26. Burns also advancing. 42-20. So, you know, pretty much chalk right there, Coach, other than South Point and West Lincoln. And you certainly can make an argument that those two teams, coming out of last week, had a good chance perhaps of getting those wins anyway. But, as you mentioned, all the big players are still there, and it's only going to get more difficult as we head through the next couple of weeks.
It is, you know, really good ball clubs, in this second round of the 2AA West. You know, looking at the brackets, this is probably the toughest side in the playoffs. Yeah. Is what we're in when you look at those teams that you mentioned. You're talking about Shelby, and you're talking about High Brighton, and you're talking about obviously North Lincoln and what they've done. You're talking about Burns. Yep. And South Point.
Right.
I mean, that's three teams out of that conference.
Yeah.
Down there that are still in it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that says a lot right there in what those guys were able to do. And, you know, for South Point to be where they were at, you knew they were good.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of where they got seated at, you knew that was a good team just based off of who they've had to play. And that was, you know, one of those deals. You kind of go back and you look at our conference and what we did. I hated that Brevard and Hendersonville had to play right out of the gates. I think probably our conference probably could have got three out of the four.
Right. Yeah.
On to the second round if it hadn't been Brevard that Hendersonville was playing. And again, that was a 22-21 ball game.
Yeah.
And they just lost to them, 2 weeks ago?
Exactly.
20-14. So, you know, really close game on that side. But, it's you just do everything you can do to try to advance. Certainly we did a good job with that. The seedings fell the way they did. We got in a good bracket for that first round game. But as you mentioned, everything gets much tougher as you go. But I'll say this about our team. You know, we belong in that conversation.
Absolutely.
Our team's done a really good job this year. Certainly proud of what our kids have accomplished. But, that was one of our goals as we started the week this week was to, get more and more week of practice, be able to spend one more week together. And we've got that now. Now we've got to put forth a great effort in practice this coming week and get ready for a really good North Lincoln team.
How did the weather and the week affect us? Obviously, Veterans Day, no school. Ended up missing Tuesday as well, and just brutal temperatures on Tuesday. And, all the way up until midweek, you had to make some things change up, I'm sure, because obviously not being in school and then having the limitations perhaps being out there to be able to practice. It was sort of an interesting week, I'm sure.
It was. I had Veterans Day on Monday and still was able to come in and practice that afternoon. Tuesday, you'd mentioned we were out because of the weather, but we were able to practice. That was the big thing. Probably would have gone outside if it not been for the wind. You know, the temperature was obviously cold, but the windshield made it that much worse, and so we made a decision to go inside. Had a really good practice, which that's tough to do when you get inside a gym practicing, but had a good day there, and then we were down the rest of the week. Even went down on Thursday to the turf, and that's a little unusual for us. We usually have a quicker day and stay up top, but, you know, worked out really well. And, again, we're fortunate enough to be able to go to the turf and not have to worry about, you know, slopping in the mud and, you know, hard ground and all of those things. And so it was a good week of practice. You know, I was really pleased with that. Again, we had some things that came up that, we had to deal with last night, but thought our kids did a good job not panicking. And been able to overcome those things.
We saw Hunter obviously tweak that ankle a little bit. You know, Kane, we're still trying to get him fully healthy. What do you know as far as, you know, injuries going into this next week?
We'll reevaluate everybody on Monday when we come back into practice. You know, I feel like everything's fine. Talked with the doctors and stuff last night. It was on the sidelines. Didn't feel like there was any need for any x-rays. So we'll check on him this weekend and, again, look at how we want to go about practice, you know, starting Monday. Really good team in North Lincoln. Nick Basil is the coach that's down there. Nick was at the Newton Conover for many, many years, won a state championship down there, retired. Didn't stay out of retirement too long, got right back into coaching again, is going to North Lincoln. And I was on a couple of committees with him early on in my career in the state committee, so I've got to know Coach Basil really well, and he is a number one guy. A lot of respect for him and how he runs his program. It's very evident in the success they've had there at North Lincoln, a team that's not had a lot of success,
right.
Kind of a newer school, but certainly he's somebody that's been in the conversation the last 2 years. You know, got beat out by Shelby last year, who went on to win the state championship, and got another really good team this year. Obviously got to go down there and travel, but, you know, excited about getting an opportunity to see him and his team. But, you know, we're going down there on a mission to win a ball game. You know, without a doubt, we're going to put forth the best effort we can in practice this week, getting prepared, and go down there and play a really good game. You know, they're averaging, talking about North Lincoln, yeah. I think they're averaging about 45 points a game. Defense is really solid. I think they're averaging maybe giving up about 10. We'll remind you a lot of the Tuscola team we played back in 2016 when we played down here in the stadium and beat them down here. It will remind you a lot of that formation-wise, double wing stuff. So we'll have our hands full. You know, we'll put forth the best effort and see what we can do with them.
What have you seen, if you were to name one thing that's changed the most since you played in high school in terms of the way teams favor to run their offenses, what would you say that might would be that's been the biggest change?
You know, the one thing that probably that I have seen more than anything, you just see so many variations in formations. Your blocking's not changed. There's just a lot more window dressing behind it.
I got you.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it does.
I mean, you, like I said, your blocking schemes, you're still going to run your ISOs and your kicks and your traps, your sweeps. The one thing you don't see as much of it, that you did a few years ago, you don't see a whole lot of zone blocking. That was a big fad right there in the mid-2000s. You still have some teams that do it, but a lot of teams have kind of gone back away from it. And, you know, you're getting some of that old blocking styles back. It's just with different formations behind it. Coaches have become much more creative. Mountain Heritage and Mitchell is a good example of everything they do out of the shotgun. But it's almost kind of the box look.
You've seen us get
into that here recently as well, and been able to move some people around. But again, it's trying to find leverage, trying to find angles, trying to get your kids in the best place to be successful. And you know, like I said, I think coaches are becoming more creative, but the blocking up front is still the same.
Yeah, and it always probably will be.
Yeah.
Again, next week we will be on the road at North Lincoln. Our airtime will be 6:30, and of course our game call will start at 7:00. And folks, and you may know this already or may not, coach, as we got a couple seconds here, but if folks are interested in going to the game, will it be something associated with the school as far as perhaps a bus or something like that? We don't know any of those kinds of things at this point.
Don't know any details on that just yet. Obviously, I'm trying to figure out travel plans
for
the teams and cheerleaders, and you know, talk with Miss Tammy this week and see if we can get together and get everything taken care of and get the kids down there. Obviously, we want to represent our school the best we can, and you know, this is the time that I really enjoy getting us all together and making sure we look the part as we go down and make sure we represent Pisgah High School.
Absolutely. Again, we'll be back on the air at 6:30 next Friday night, back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. Till next week, so long, everybody.